This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biadro. Iran's supreme leader has dismissed any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel hit anything there. It's a tacit acknowledgement that despite launching a massive assault, few projectiles actually made through to their targets. Ayatollah Ali Khomeini's comments Sunday before senior military leaders did not touch on the apparent Israeli retaliatory strike Friday on the central city of Isfahan, even though air defenses opened fire and Iran grounded commercial flights across much of the country. Analysts believe both Iran and Israel, regional arch rivals locked in a shadow war for years, are trying to dial back tensions following a series of escalatory attacks between them. Police in Tennessee, in the U.S. state of Tennessee, say eight people were shot, including two men who were killed at an unsanctioned public party in a Memphis city park. Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn Davis says officers responded at 7:19 p.m. Saturday to a reported shooting in Orange Mound Park. Two men were pronounced dead at the scene and six people were transported to hospitals, with one in critical conditions. As AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Eight people were shot, including two men who were killed at a private party in Memphis City's Orange Mound Park Saturday night around 7 p.m. Police say up to 300 people were there, but it doesn't seem they had a permit for the party. Officials are reviewing video and say at least two people are believed to have fired weapons during the shooting. Memphis police initially reported 16 people shot, but revised the number, blaming it on a result of several victims being reported multiple times. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Ecuadorians head to the polls in a referendum touted by the country's fledgling leader as a way to crack down on criminal gangs behind a spiraling wave of violence. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The majority of 11 questions posed to voters Sunday focus on tightening security measures. Proposals include deploying the army in the fight against the gangs, loosening obstacles to extradition of accused criminals, and lengthening prison sentences of convicted drug traffickers. Ecuador is traditionally one of South America's most peaceful countries, but it has been rocked in recent years by a wave of violence. President Daniel Noboa has rallied popular support by confronting the gangs head-on. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ukrainian and Western leaders have welcomed the passing of a desperately needed aid package for Ukraine by the U.S. House of Representatives. The Kremlin warned the passage of the bill would, quote, further ruin Ukraine. The House approved $61 billion in aid as Democrats and Republicans banded together after months of hard right resistance over renewed American support for repelling Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian president, who had warned that Ukraine would lose the war without U.S. funding, praised American lawmakers for their decision. The Kremlin spokesperson called the approval of aid to Ukraine, quote, expected and predictable, and warned it would result in the deaths of more Ukrainians. An airstrike on a village in Nigeria's northwestern Zamfara state killed at least 33 people last week after a military operation targeting armed kidnapping gangs and their hideouts. The incident on April 10th is the latest in a pattern of deadly aerial assaults by the military that have killed civilians and were the subject of a special Reuters news report last year. The military said the airstrikes had eliminated armed gangs in several locations in Zamfara, including the Maradun local government area. But Lawali Ago, the traditional head of Dogon Daji village in Maradun, told Reuters there were no bandits in his mainly Muslim area. He says after a bomb strike, he saw people dead and trapped in collapsed buildings. He says 33 were killed. Nigerian Defense Headquarters denies civilians were killed or targeted. For additional stories 24 hours, visit our website at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Nabil Biadro, VOA News.